Ray Bader Show, 922, live from Johnston's Bakery. We are in Sheboygan, Johnston's Bakery, 1227 Superior Avenue, for families with children with cancer. So if you are in the Sheboygan area and you're listening to my voice and you want to help out families with children with cancer, a couple of things now. They have a Christmas party this time of year. This year it's December 7th. This is up in Green Bay, but it serves, you know, folks all around Northeast Wisconsin. And we ask for gifts, and I've been telling you what those are. New items only. Do not gift wrap. No stuffed animals. The kids get those when they're diagnosed. Anywhere from 6 months to 18 years, $15 range. Gift cards to the big box stores work, you know, for teens, non-little kid games, you know, board games for older kids. Gift cards, as I said, Packer apparel. For younger kids, Barbies, games, trucks, and we've got some of those. Johnson's gave $1,000 already. Gentleman came in just now, handed me a $100 bill for families with children with cancer. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And some of the stuff was waiting for me when I got here. So again, if you're in the Sheboygan area and you want to help out, we're at Johnston's Bakery, 1227 Superior Avenue here in Sheboygan. Our station here in Sheboygan, WHBL, the vehicle's right out front. I want to now spend some time, and if you want to weigh in on this, we can get to your calls after 9:30. As I traveled yesterday back from Fargo, North Dakota, I was there on company business. As I traveled back, and obviously I'm out of touch with what's going on in the news. Hey, thank you. You could just set it anywhere. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, that looks good. Yeah, put them anywhere you want. That will. Hang on a second. Hang on a second. Hi there. I'm on the air, but we're going to talk. I got to do something here. Just a second now. Pass. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Greatly appreciate that. And I will turn this mic down. And they brought, by the way, besides that generous offer to match, they brought a lot of really nice stuff as well for the kids. So that's what we're asking folks in Sheboygan to do. Come on down to Johnson's Bakery. And that was Joy Johnson. And earlier, Johnson's also gave us a check for $1,000, which is just absolutely spectacular. Jason says no one heard that. Why would they have not? How come? Okay. Well, that's weird because this mic does seem to be working. I just nuked it. I didn't do anything. Okay. Okay, Jason, we're on the air right now, though. Correct? You can hear me now. For whatever reason. All right, Joy, say good morning again. I want to see if Jason hears you say that.
Okay. Hello, good morning.
All right, did you hear it that time, Jason? Did you hear? I know we're on the air, but we have to see if his microphone is working. You heard that. All right. So what she said, all right, I don't know what happened, but Joy, go ahead and say it again, because for whatever reason they didn't hear your challenge.
Okay. Hi, this is Joy Johnston, and my challenge is to all of my clients around Sheboygan County and friends of Mike and Joy Johnston to come and make contributions for this good cause of families of children with cancer, and either bring your cash or your toys here to the bakery this morning, and we will match you dollar per dollar.
All right. Thanks for doing that again, Joy. I appreciate it, and I'm not sure why it didn't work the first time, but it does seem to be working now. All right, and... Joy just wrote another check for $1,000. So we are off to a fantastic start here. And again, whatever Joy's clients do, she will match dollar for dollar. So that'll want to bear that in mind. And she's very pleased that she's doing that as well. Thank you both so much. Really appreciate you stopping by. They brought a lot of nice stuff as well. All right, now... I've got a few, and again, we're at Johnson's Bakery. If you want to either match Joy or if you just want to help out in some way, 1227 Superior Avenue. Now, I want to get started on this, and then we'll get more thoughts on this actually get your thoughts after the news. Traveling back from Fargo, I didn't really, you know, and then I got home late, and I'm going to be honest, I just vegged out. I really didn't pay a lot of attention to the news. It actually wasn't until this morning that I heard about the interview that President Barack Obama did with NBC News that's being billed as an apology. And I want to stress that again. It is being billed as an apology. Here is the, and this is important, and this is always important when it comes to President Barack Obama. You have to listen carefully to the words. What's being reported everywhere is that President Obama has apologized to people who are losing their health care coverage due to the Affordable Care Act, of course, Obamacare. It's being reported that he apologized, that what he said, I don't know how many times, probably hundreds of times through the years, starting when he was running for president, when he was lobbying for Obamacare, and after Obamacare, if you like your coverage, you get to keep your coverage. That was an unmitigated, bald-faced lie. And the important thing is, he knew that. He knew what he was saying was absolutely false. But he kept saying it anyway. Now, with Chuck Todd, in an interview with NBC News, Chuck Todd, President Obama said this. This is what's being called his apology on this issue. I am sorry that they are finding themselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me. He was talking to Americans who had coverage that they were comfortable with, they paid for, but those companies are being told, those policies no longer qualify under Obamacare, and they're canceling people, even though people didn't say, hey, I don't want this anymore. Here's his apology to those people, one more time, or what's being billed as an apology. I am sorry that they are finding themselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me, he said in an interview Thursday with NBC News. I am sorry they are finding themselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me. I'm going to have a lot more to say about this after the news, but I want you to let that marinate for 5 minutes, and we'll take your thoughts on it as well. Is that an apology? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. We are in Sheboygan at Johnson's Bakery for families of children with cancer. Stop by, say hi. Brings up a nice for the kids. It's 9:30.
Things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.